by Wilson. 3-2 pitch. He struck him out. A high cutter. The ball game is over. And after 56 years, the Giants have won the World Series. For the first time in their history in San Francisco, the Giants are bringing the World Series trophy back to the Bay.
Obviously, man, it's such a grind my whole career. This, to top this off with this group of guys, unreal.
I don't want to get the ball against Cliff Lee. You got to take advantage of whatever runs you can get, and really have to be on your game. But and also against that team with the bats that they got, the pop that they got to make some really good pitches. But just like I said, I just try to stay aggressive today.
25 or 30 so guys in a clubhouse. You got all four corners of the world going on with characters, and you have no choice but to gel.
Welcome to Atlanta, Jack and Hammers and Bogues. Back to the Mac and
a long look into Buster Posey. Hayward waiting. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a changeup in the dirt. Two down in the ninth. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Lee. It's strike three call. He strikes him out to end the ball game. 14 strikeouts for Lincecum. And the Giants dugout comes jogging out to see the kid who throws a complete game shutout here in game one of this five-game set. Here's Sanchez. He winds, he throws. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with another split. Strikeout number 11.
2-1 the count to him. Brian Wilson delivers. Swing and a ground ball to third. Backing up Uribe. He's got it. The throw to first is high, but glove beautifully with a nifty bit of footwork by Ishikawa for the putout. The ball game is over. The series is over. The Giants are heading to Philadelphia for the National League Championship Series.
Ross hits a high drive, deep left field. This one is way back there. It is gone! Cody Ross, there's your secret weapon.
Here's Holiday as he winds and deals to Ross. And Ross, it's a drive to left. Hit very well. It is way back. Out of here! Cody Ross has done it again. Wilson and Victorino, it's 3-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and the ball game is over.
The pitch. Ross swings it, pulls one into left field. That's a base hit. Renteria coming around third. He's going to score. Ibanez up with the ball. His throw goes to second base. Burrow around to third. 1-0. Giants take the lead. Another two-strike pitch from Kane. Ibanez swings and misses. Threw a high fastball. He got him to chase up around the shoulders.
Here comes a 1-2 from Durbin. Line drive into left center field, and the Giants are back on top. Going into second, the Kung Fu Panda has delivered for San Francisco. 5-4.
Uribe waiting. Oswalt throws. Swing and a fly ball to left. It will. Back is Francisco. He's going to make the catch. Here comes Aubrey Hunt. This game is over. The look to second, the pitch. Ross, line drive. Right field line. Fair ball. Here comes Burrow. He's going to score. Ross into second base with a double. It's 3-2. Lincecum at the belt. Rollins does not go, and Ibanez goes around. Strikeout number 7 for Lincecum.
Swing and a high fly ball to right field, deep. Going back is Worth. Still going back at the warning track, at the wall. Adios, pelota. Juan Uribe has hit an opposite field home run in the 8th inning, and the Giants have gone ahead 3-2. The runners lead, Valdez and Utley. There they go, the pitch. Strike three called. A cutter on the outside corner at the knees. The ball game is over, and the Giants have won the National League pennant.
Go one pitch. tip to left field. Here comes Torres to score. They will hold Sanchez at third base, and the Giants have pulled back to even it up. It's 2-2.
That's in the air to left center field, and the Giants have their first lead of the night. Another double. It's 3-2 San Francisco.
O'Day has to come in. He pauses below the belt in the pitch, and a rebound. 100! Left field! Into Molina, and he delivers to Sanchez, and Sanchez on the ground down the right field line, a fair ball. Here comes Ishikawa. Sanchez going for two as Guerrero kicks it around, and the Giants lead 10-4. Wilson throws, swinging a high pop up right field. It's going to be Sherholtz. Ball game's over, and the Giants take game one of this 2010 World Series.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. And Turia launches one into left. Down the line into the corner. Edgar Renteria's gone deep. 1-0 San Francisco.
Here's the pitch. Swinging a sharp ground ball in the left field. They hit. Oh, scores. Here comes Huff. He's going to score. And the Giants lead 6-0. Rowan drives it into Triples Alley. And it's going to fly right by Cruz. Scores. Renteria's going to score. Rowan on his way to third with a triple. The Giants can do nothing wrong tonight. Here's the pitch. Swinging a high fly ball to right. Sherholtz over. Sherholtz near the line, and he makes the catch, and that's the ball game. So the Giants behind Matt Cain in game two of this best of seven series. They beat the Texas Rangers tonight by a final of 9-0.
Aubrey Huff hits one a ton into right. Down the line, this ball is gone for a two-run home run. Aubrey Huff, the DH, pounds one out of here. 2-0 San Francisco in the third.
Here's the payoff. Strike three call on a breaking ball. Moreland will go sit down. Bumgardner with six strikeouts as he walks off the mound. 21 years old.
Ready at the belt. Delivers. And a swing and a high drive into deep center field. Going back, Hamilton still going back. At the warning track, at the wall. It's gone. A home run for Buster Posey.
The pitch to Hamilton. And Hamilton, did he go around? Strike three called, and that's the ball game. And the Giants take game four of this 2010 World Series. And they do it behind a 21-year-old kid.
The 2-0 is hit high in the air to left center field. Back is Murphy on the run. Three-run home run, Renteria. And a 3-0 San Francisco lead in the seventh.
Here's the 0-2 on the way. Guerrero swings and misses a ball in the dirt. Strike three. Posey picks it up and tags out Guerrero. One down. Here's the pitch. Molina swings and misses. Strike three. Lincecum gets his former teammate and gets himself through the seventh.
A strikeout of Moreland, one away. And a 10-strikeout night for Jim Lincecum.
Cruz waiting on Wilson. And the right-hander for the Giants throws. Swing and a miss! And that's it! The Giants! The Giants are world champions as they come pouring out of the dugout. Circling Brian Wilson. Dancing. Hugging, and you can't help but think that this group is celebrating for the Say Hey Kid, for Will the Thrill, celebrating for number 25, and celebrating for all you Giants fans, wherever you are. Giants fans, this party is just getting started.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day.
I've been fortunate to, you know, to be in this game and manage for quite a while, and I've never been to this point. And it's what you dream about. And you know, the last series didn't go well. I was just hoping to get one more chance at this.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
And every guy in the clubhouse gets here at their specific time. They've got their routine. You know, no matter how hard they work, they still get down and they nail down their workouts. And we just had a bunch of team effort guys pulling up late in big inning situations and getting two out hits and coming in and striking out the lefty. Everybody made a huge contribution this year.
It's kind of ironic because we don't have a superstar and we don't have one or two guys that are high profile in the lineup. And I think the fact that we pitch so well, it takes, in a weird way, it takes the pressure off the offense. And there's a new star every night, so I'm not surprised Edgar reared his head with his experience and his professionalism, and he deserves it.
The Giants are world champions.
When I come home to you, San Francisco, your golden sun will shine for me.
Give me a little bit, anybody alive out there tonight?
Can you adjust your volume? It's Christopher Mad Dog Rizzo.
You want war? We'll give you war! Get into it!
Get fired up with the Mad Dog.
I've said this 1,000 times. I'm the only guy in America who cares. Give us a chance to watch the damn things, will you please?
It's Christopher Mad Dog Rizzo.
But I'll tell you, I'm going to give you guys a little lesson again today.
On Mad Dog Unleashed.
Triple H Mad Dog 6. Get on the horns.
It's Mad Dog Unleashed on Mad Dog Radio. Here's your host, Christopher Mad Dog Rizzo.
Is anybody alive out there tonight?
Bouncing off a satellite, crushing the last load of American eyes. This is radio.
We can put together and put away the Rally Monkey. We can put away the rant from 2003. And I can put away that Met uni that I wore at Shea at the end of Game 4 in the year 2000. Welcome, folks, to a celebratory day as we sort of become our home base nationally for the San Francisco Giants. What can I say? Great job to have you with us here today. What a wonderful open put together by Bill Zimmerman. Of course, Adam Bernard's in the house here as well on Sirius XM 123, 144 on Mad Dog Unleashed. You know, I was trying to put into words how I was going to handle a championship for the San Francisco Giants for the first time in my lifetime that I can, obviously in 54, wasn't even around, first time in my lifetime, after plenty of heartbreak, I've gone through all the games, after plenty of rants, you've heard all of those, after plenty of garbage dump quotes, you've heard all of that, bad trades, bad losses, bad teams. I'm not exactly sure how to put into it the fact that the San Francisco Giants, who basically dominated the Texas Rangers, and this is not to knock Texas, but they did, who did not play a Game 7, who were 6.5 games back, or 6 out on August 22nd, who were 23-11 from that point on, who had an unbelievable postseason, and the San Francisco Giants, unbelievable. I never would have thought I ever would have seen it go out there and win a championship. For All the Giant fans out there, I mean, I get too much credit. Listen, I understand that I wear the sleeve. I wear that Giant emblem. I'm the one who sort of represents a lot of the Giant fans outside of the Bay Area. But that doesn't mean I'm the best Giant fan. It just means I'm the loudest, as I've said to you 1,000 times. But I think all Giant fans, when they came into this series, felt very good about it. I think all Giant fans felt that they were going to have that pitching to beat Texas. And I think everybody was very, very confident, especially I was, going into last night that Lincecum would outpitch Cliff Lee. But this is not really, this little monologue here is not about dissecting Freddie Sanchez's base hit, which is the biggest hit of the postseason, or dissecting the performance that Bochy put on in Game 6 in Philadelphia, or even dissecting what was a five-game pitching 65 Dodger orientation here against Texas. This is about a kid, and that's me, and this is every Giant fan and every team's fans' kids. This is, doesn't have to be the Giants. This could be the Red Sox fan. This could be the White Sox fan. This even could be the Yankee fan, God forsake. This is about every kid, the 69 Met fan, the 86 Met fan. Go on and on of all these teams and all the sports. More so baseball than football, because football is once a week. It's only 16 games. You don't live and breathe it as much as you do baseball. Basketball, the regular season doesn't mean an awful lot. Same thing NHL. I mean, nobody's getting teary-eyed about, you know, somebody winning in golf or in tennis. This is about the baseball fan. And, you know, I was a young kid who happened to be in the right hotel room at the right time with the right parents, with the right team in town, and the right player beginning his career, which began in a love affair with this franchise. And I was in 68. I get that question asked all the time. At the Hilton Hotel in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, when I was a little eight-year-old running around that lobby there in the summer of 68, Giants playing the Phillies at Old Connie Mack. And getting McCovey's autograph and getting Mike McCormick's autograph and getting, Juan Marichal's autograph, Bill Mambo-Kent's autograph, you name it. And trying to find Willie Mays and make sure he signs too. Bobby Bonds' first year breaking in. This is about that young kid who was in fifth grade in Mr. Bloomberg's math class when I remember specifically game 4 in Pittsburgh. And game 3, when he took the radio out at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon when the Giants were playing the Pirates, and they lost those two games in Pittsburgh with Marichal giving up that eighth-inning home run to Richie Hebner. And, of course, the next day, and I was a big Chris Pyre fan, that was his rookie year, the next day when the Giants lost 9-5, that fifth grader bouncing around Split Rock School, all upset that the Giants lost in 4 games to the eventual world champion Pirates. This is about that little kid there, you know, with my little stickers on my little bedroom, with all the little team flags and me writing letters to Gary Lavelle and all those Giants, Gary Tomlinson, Ed Goodson, all those Giants, and try to get autographs back. This is about that little kid who would look at the paper 2 days after the fact and track down the attendance at Candlestick Park, where they had 11,035 here on Friday night. They had 13,000 here on Sunday afternoon. In those days, the games began, by the way, at 8:05 San Francisco time, which meant 11:05 for me. This is about that young kid who used to listen to a lot of Met Giant games out there in San Francisco in the mid-70s when the Giants were hosting the Mets, who went to, when I got a little older in 78, after lots of bad years, going to Shea Stadium with the aforementioned Phil Taylor, the Phil Taylor who writes in Sports Illustrated, on a Friday doubleheader in June, going down to the bench area, when I was 18, going down to the bench area, and Mike Ivey had hit a previous home run the previous week against the Dodgers and Don Sutton to bring the Giants back from a 5-1 deficit. And I brought up the fact that Ivy hit the home run and he broke his bat during batting practice, threw it to me. The guard took it away, and Ivy got the guard and said, "Hey, that kid gets the bat. That's the young kid right here." Hey. This is Freddie Leifuss in the mid-70s at Darrow School in New Lebanon, New York, when the Giants made that trade for Kenny Reitz and played third base. I thought the Giants would be a heck of a team in that year. They were bad. And Freddie, who is still with us, thank God, a huge baseball, Met fan, but a huge baseball fan, away we go. This is about that young kid in 1980 at Shea when the Mets were bad, and Alan Ripley had a 7-0 lead in the fifth inning, and Steve Henderson in the ninth hit a 3-run home run to beat us, in the bad years. This is about a Giant fan in 1983, my first job on radio in Jacksonville, Florida, living in a little house off somebody's, a little room off somebody's house at $100 a month, $120, let's get it right, $120 a month rent.
No kitchen facilities, just a bathroom. And I made sure, this is an 83, Giants are supposed to be good. They were good in 82, supposed to be good. Obviously, they got Al Oliver in that, right in spring training. The Pirates, Scoop, thought that was going to be the difference. Made sure I called USA Cable. I made sure I called to get the cable vision so I can watch the USA games and the Giants. So I'm starting my career in radio, and I make sure I got nothing else in that house. Nothing. Had the little satellite up there so I can watch Giant games. This is about that little kid in 82 who was working at a gasoline station in Syosset, Long Island, overnight during that September pennant race when the Giants, of course, almost caught Atlanta. They were one back with a week to go and then got burned by the Dodgers. Fred Brining on a Friday night, and then Morgan hit the home run on Sunday. Yeah, that little kid. This is the kid who in 85 on a summer vacation in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, driving up to Hilton Head from Orlando, Florida. The Giants won four in a row. That was a terrible Giant team. Chris Brown lost 100 games. And they won four in a row, and I was so excited because I thought the Giants were going to have some sort of magical summer run. I happened to be wrong. 86, two and a half in 86. They were good. Mike Aldretti at first base. They were flying. That kid. 87, sat there with a little Zenith television set, the same TV set, by the way, I had in Orlando, over on 333 East 51st Street, little studio apartment, watching the Giants lose that game to St. Louis in Game 6 on a Candy Maldonado. Yes, that kid. Wasn't a kid any longer. 89, we know all about. Right field foul pole, here come the A's, the earthquake, left the day of, come back to New York. 93, new girlfriend, had no idea what my love affair with the Giants were all about. Met her in May of 93, and then 4 months later, the poor girl is put into a rabid pennant race with Atlanta, where Tad Smith gave away the pennant when he traded Fred McGriff to the Braves for nobody in particular, and McGriff and the Braves, the fire in the press box, 51-17. Last weekend of the year, that poor girl, Jean Russo, had to put up with me losing the games. Went to a party on Saturday night, and the worst, she wanted to be with her new boyfriend, and all I ignored her all night. All I freaking cared about was the Giants on Sunday afternoon with the Dodgers and the Braves and the Rockies and how we had to win the division, and if we not, we play the tie, breaking the playing game on Monday. And that poor girl had no idea what she was getting into because that Sunday afternoon, 13-1 L.A., Solomon Torres. Yeah, that kid. 94 in Greece, not yet married to this young lady. 94 in Greece, I'm bouncing around Santorini, Greece, in the worst way, finding some newspapers to get the Giant scores before the strike. 97, living and dying with that unbelievable pennant race with L.A., Brian Johnson. And then, like an idiot, flying out to San Francisco after they had lost two games in a row to the Marlins in the playoffs, Edgar Renteria. Out to San Francisco for Game 3, Wilson Alvarez, Devon White. Hit a grand slam. Couldn't sleep when the Giants had the bases loaded against Rod Beck in the playing game in 98. Didn't score, Barry Bonds. 99, they won 14 of 16. They were flying in September, lost a bad game to Pittsburgh. We came home from the Jersey Shore. I had a baby then. I said, Gene, I can't deal with it. I'm married at this point. Same woman. Can't deal with it. Took a 15-mile run, whatever it was. Forget the Mets. Forget the Mets. Can't even deal with that one. 2001 with Bonds. Yeah, I got wrapped up, no question about it, but didn't win. Game 5 in Atlanta, 2-0-2, phenomenal. Beat the Cardinals. We all know what happened. 8 outs to go. Here, Russ, take the ball. That was rough. Getting calls with 8 outs to go from friends in Syosset for 30 years, congratulating me, and I'm like an idiot accepting it. 5-0. Scott Spezio. Yep. Forgot about it in 03 for a while. Obviously, the Giants then. I was writing a book. I was doing millions of signings with this stupid little book of mine. It's all I cared about. Didn't get wrapped up to it until, of course, the postseason against the Marlins. The Marlins now. Jose Cruz drops the ball across the foul line and right. Lose game 3. We all know what happened in game 4 with JT Snow out at the plate. The Marlins, that's where the rant came from. 04, in a restaurant parking lot in Wilton, Connecticut, through a friend, Finley's grand slam, end of season. Then bad again. Couldn't get wrapped up with Bonds. how to deal with the Yankees championship after championship after championship. Tony Russo, Mike, oh, God. Pretend interest at Yankee Stadium. Salivate for that one giant spot maybe we could do in the course of 5 months. I was still a kid, don't forget. Might be 45, 46, still a kid. Still a kid. Last year, 4 hours and 47 minutes on August 24th, left my family at the Jersey Shore with the pretense, had to go check the mail, make sure the house is okay, and that wasn't the reason. Came home on Sunday and Monday, Giants Rockies, late August, finally back in a pennant race, and Ryan Spielberg's, of all people, hits a grand slam in the bottom of the 13th, or was it the 14th? I forget now. Merkin Valdez, remember that? And then the garbage dump at 41 and 40 here in 2010. Then the streak. And I can remember on August 30th, the night I did that U.S. Open, a disastrous program. Nice job by the USTA putting me in the middle of nowhere. But that's another story. Coming home that night, and Sanchez shut out in the ninth, and then a broken bat triple by Carlos Gonzalez. I could not sleep that night for 5 hours. So it's about that little kid. And I've said it a lot all these years, 20, New York. Now you got 2.5 here. Even in Orlando and in Jacksonville, I did Giants. Said it a lot. There's two things a young kid needs. Boy, two kids a young kid needs growing up. Two. You need a rock band and you need a ball club. Yeah, those are the two things you need. Everything else, sure, a football team. And listen, I understand. But it's only 16 games. Baseball is 6 months. Highs and lows. Two things you need. I had the rock band. We've told you that story 1,000 times. Fred Leifus again. Ken Reitz, that Fred. Wild, the Inner Street and the East Street Shuffle, 75. First show in 78. Albany Palace Theater before darkness. Got to have that ball team. Important. I don't know what I would have done without the Giants there all those years. Jacksonville, Orlando, bouncing around on radio. In England in 78, Australia in 80. I don't know what I would have done without them. And I bring that up now because I keep on going back to that same theme because you know me. You know, I love that. I mean, I get off them and I get frustrated. They hadn't won. I had no faith. You know me. Game three. I'm going to bring this story up for the last time, and we got 9 lines, and away we go. Game three, Braves. Game three, Braves. One apiece. Sunday afternoon. The game of the postseason in a lot of ways for everybody. Hinsky gives up that 2-run homer. I am dismayed beyond belief. I got a little 11-year-old sitting there, okay, who is into it because his old man's into it. That's the only reason. He's into it because he wants to be into it because his father's into it. I'm yelling and screaming, Giants do it to me again, blah, 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 blah. That 11-year-old says, Daddy, have faith in your team. They're going to come back. Top of the ninth, an out, a walk, a single, an error. An out, a walk, a single, and an error. Poor Brooks Conrad. 51 years of age, baseball keeps you young. Now, all sports do, even moving the chains with Pat and Timmy. Is Tim breaking down that Lion Redskin 2-minute offense there today? But baseball keeps you young. And I got my little Giant paraphernalia on. My little Colin today, the 8-year-old, not the 11-year-old who told me keep the faith, wearing his orange San Francisco Giant baseball jersey today. Even my little 5-year-old who hates me, I can't go near him. Patrick, can't go near him. He had his little white Giant shirt on today. And as I run into Steve Torrey, who, by the way, truth be told, wanted Texas to win these last two games so we can extend it. But as I lead us to our sports bite, you know who started to watch the Giants yesterday in the seventh inning for the first time all year? Jeannie Russo. Jeannie, the same one who I completely blew off 93 pennant race, who has lived with me with this team forever. Jeannie Russo. She came into the room, my little library there, in the bottom of the ninth. And she was counting strikes with Brian Wilson. Now, I made one mistake. She had no idea, and I showed her that little ticket, the Mandalay Bay, 18-1. I ran around all night trying to get it back from her. I could not get that ticket back at 18-1. Hey, I'm a lucky guy. I got four good kids. I know I got a bunch of dopes here, but they're not bad. We got decent. They're decent. You know, Bill's okay. Torrey, he's trying. Dino. Dino's telling me he's getting fired now. Come on, Dino. Does anybody care? Who cares about the San Francisco? We'll get to that later. I got a nice job. I got four lovely kids. And now I got a world championship. The floor, my friend, with your sports bite, and we will spend some time with you later. Because you got off that freaking reservation the last two nights. You wanted Texas.
I wanted more juice.
You wanted Texas.
I wanted three more days of this. I'm not going to lie. But I was rooting for the Giants.
We'll get to that later. Why don't you just take a sports bite? Great open by Bill.
Outstanding. Couldn't have been better.
Couldn't be better.
Thank you.
Take over.
All right.
Sports bite. Mad Dog Unleashed.
Mad Dog Radio. Sports bite.
They may be a lineup of mostly cast-offs, but their pitching is second to none. And today, the San Francisco Giants are celebrating their first World Series title since moving west in 1958 and first as a franchise since they called New York home in 1954. The guy who...